Questions are all around us.
Learn.
Why is liquid cold?
Learn.
What is maths?
Learn.
Why does this, ow, hurt?
Learn.
What is the Enlightenment?
I don't know.
And now, thanks to the University of Auckland, it's time to ready, steady, learn.
Certainly is. And this morning in the studio, we've got Rebecca Bradley, who is a master's student in the Faculty of Science. And Rebecca was recently the winner of the master's section of the 3-minute thesis competition in Tamaki Makaurau, and also the runner-up and People's Choice in the national competition. She's looking at DNA sequencing and technology and how it could be put to forensic use. Kia ora, Rebecca, how are you?
Hi, thanks for having me.
Great to have you up here. First of all, congrats on your wins.
Thank you.
We were just chatting off here about the 3-minute thesis. What is this competition for people who maybe don't know much about it?
Yeah, so it's a postgrad competition run in all the unis in Auckland and in New Zealand, and it pretty much forces researchers to distill their research down into 3 minutes. So 80,000 words or 40,000 if you're a master's student, down to 3 minutes for a general audience to understand.
And families love this because you can finally understand what your, you know, siblings' research is about, what your kids, you know, been studying at uni for years, squirreled away in laboratories. Has your family found it useful having your distillation of your thesis?
I'm sure they have. And my grandparents, it's definitely been helpful to finally be able to explain my research in a short amount of time that doesn't make me, you know, drag it on for them till they fall asleep.
Well, I'm excited to hear a wee bit more about it. So tell us about the DNA sequencing that you have been looking into and this kind of interaction with forensics.
Yeah, so we're pretty lucky in New Zealand that we don't have huge disasters or wars of like tons of bodies that we have to identify for people, but kind of overseas. But unfortunately, that means that we don't have the forensic technology in place either to kind of figure that out if that happens.
Yeah.
And so I'm looking at a piece of technology that we already use for actually COVID sequencing.
Oh,
so
true.
All the COVID sequencing, every time we heard of a new variant, it might be a bit triggering for people, but every time we heard that, that was done through the technology that I'm looking at, and it's so cost effective, which is why I was interested in it. So looking at that and using something we already have to try implement into forensic use for disaster victim identification, uses mitochondrial DNA, which we don't use at all in New Zealand.
What is mitochondrial DNA?
Yeah,
that's so I can remember hearing it in a class at school, and that's about it. That's as far as it goes.
The powerhouse of the cell, right?
Gotcha. There you go.
It's when we hear DNA, we think nuclear DNA, which is your genetic code. It's what makes you be able to roll your tongue or not roll your tongue, and that's only got 2 copies per cell, and mitochondrial DNA is the kind of genetic code of the mitochondria, which we don't realize is actually a separate thing. And so that it can be up to 30,000 copies per cell.
Okay.
So if, for example, you're in like a mass fire, 2 copies might be destroyed of your nuclear DNA, but you'll probably find a copy at least of
your 30,000. So it's giving you more opportunity for working that out, basically.
Totally.
Higher chances of it.
Exactly.
This is really interesting research, and as you say, it's the kind of research you sort of hope you're never going to have to apply,
right?
But you want to have it in your back pocket nonetheless. When did you are you working on a team with this type of research
Auckland Uni and Environmental Science Research Institute kind of combine for the forensic program here. So all my research was done with the biology team there and with the bioinformatics, like the data science team.
Yeah.
I definitely couldn't have done it alone. It's way over my head.
So at what point did you sort of think, oh, this COVID tech we're using could be, you know, applied to this space as well?
Yeah, I was looking at master's research options, and I contacted one of my lecturers, and she kind of had this idea of, okay, well, we don't use mitoDNA at all in New Zealand because it's so expensive, so why don't you have a look at whether this thing that we already use works? So kind of just fell into it, and from a great suggestion from her.
Excellent. Yeah, we love a good nudge from a great teacher.
Exactly.
And what's been some of the most interesting parts of this research for you? Because, you know, you start with a thesis statement, it takes you into many different places. Mm-hmm. Where have been some of the most interesting pockets of this for you?
I think seeing what this technology has already done was so fascinating to me. Like, they have sequenced DNA in the International Space Station with
this
thing.
Whoa, that is so cool.
It's crazy. It's like the size of your palm, so it can travel anywhere.
Wow.
And they've taken it to like rainforests in Africa, and like, yeah, it's awesome. So that, I mean, when I found that out, I was like, yes, that's so cool.
It helps when you're trying to, like, you know, get family or friends on board with your thesis to have cool things to be able to tell them about.
Exactly.
It.
Exactly.
Went to space, then to the rainforest.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then the classic, like, can relate to people because everyone knows what COVID is.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah.
Unfortunately.
Yeah.
This is really awesome research. Where are you in your actual study? Have you finished? Are you finishing? What's the timeline for you at the moment?
I handed in last week.
Congrats.
So thank you. So yeah, really exciting. I'm all finished up, apart from maybe some adjustments when I get my marks back. So yeah, I'm looking to publish my work by the end of the year, probably.
Cool.
And then after that, I'm looking into future research options for myself. Definitely taking a break.
Nice.
My head needs it. yeah.
Excellent.
That's kind of where I am.
Oh, Rebecca, thank you so much for coming in and chatting about your research. I think people can watch the 3-minute thesis competitions on YouTube still, is that right?
Yes.
Yes, sweet as. So you can go find out more about it and then try and re-explain it to your friends later on.
Definitely, yeah.
Hey, Rebecca Bradley, thank you for coming in. We'll see you later.
Thank you so much.
That was Ready, Steady, Learn. Thanks to the University of Auckland, the best university.